This is Kate Harness for 307 Net Radio, and I'm sitting down at Learning Tree with Carissa Hostetler and Laurie Johnson, who's principal here. Are you Laurie?
Director, yes.
Director, that
principal.
Sounds,
yeah.
It's very nice to be back here, and we were just talking about magical places, and Learning Tree is indeed a magical place. And Laurie, you and I were parents here together at the same time, and what seems like a very distant, long ago moment.
If only you had a blink of an eye.
Absolutely. So it's so nice to sit down with you. So tell us, Laurie, what's going on at Learning Tree? It looks kind of familiar than it was 15, 14, 13 years ago, but it's bigger.
Yes. Well, we've added on, and so we have room.
So you're still here on Fetterman.
We're still on Fetterman, yeah. And we offer 2 3-year-old programs, 2 4-year-old programs, a pre-K afternoon program, and a half-day kindergarten program. And so those are the same. I think we probably added 3-year-old
yes.
classes and 4-year-old classes since.
So how many kids do you have enrolled in total?
We have 83
now. Wow. So. And how many roughly do you have per class? Do you have a class maximum?
We do have a class maximum, and it depends on age. So the younger, it's 14, and that's with a degree teacher and an aide, a certified aide. And our 4-year-olds, it's 16 kids, and our kindergarten, 16.
And so how do you devise your curriculum? And I'm just looking around the room. There are so many hands-on things to do for little hands that can be busy. How do you, with short attention spans as well, do you have a curriculum that you follow? Are you like a Montessori type approach? What about Learning Tree?
We take bits and pieces of different programs and research-based. We are hands-on. We believe when the body moves, the brain improves. So, like you said, there's music, there's movement. Like we said, it was hard to find a quiet space to do this interview because there's lots of talking and action.
So what do you hope your students will kind of come out at the end of the year with? What are you trying to help them and give them? What do you do?
Well, first and foremost, we're a Christian-based school, so we a love of God and also a love of learning. We believe we're laying the foundation, and to get those skills that they need to be successful later on in their learning. So we want them to know that they're capable, they're smart, learning is fun, and there's so much to do and discover.
So does that mean that you need to be a Christian or associated with a church?
No, we're non-denominational.
Okay.
We have students who have no beliefs, all various. It doesn't. We just teach basic biblical principles.
Thank you. And so 3 4s, 4 5s, pre-K, and then a half-day kindergarten as well.
Yes.
That's a lot of busy.
There's a lot of busy, and we're very fortunate that we have a lot of help and generous people who volunteer
so
their time.
That was the other question I wanted to ask you, which is how do you are you private? Do you charge a fee for this? How does it work if I wanted to enroll my student?
It's a monthly fee.
Mm-hmm.
So you pay it the first of the month, and that holds your spot. And so as long as your child is of age by August 1st, they have to be of age.
And what is the monthly fee?
It's for 3 4s, it's $150, and that's 2 sessions a week. And for 4 5s, it's $185. That's for 3 sessions.
And how long is a session?
Approximately 3 3.5 hours. Kindergarten is 3.5, and that's, like I said, each session has a degree teacher and an aide, and we also have volunteers. We have high school volunteers from across the street at New West. We have grandmother volunteers. We're now with the foster grandparent program. We've worked with high school volunteers, so it takes a lot of hands. We have parent volunteers, as you know.
As I do know, I was a parent volunteer myself, yes.
And so, yeah.
Do you need more volunteers, or are you good for now?
Well, we can always take to volunteer.
There's a lot of
There's a lot going on, and like I said, we're hands-on, we're always movement, there's centers. In order to do that, we have to have people to help us, because just getting out the supplies that we need.
So because you're so hands-on, does that mean that a student could, or a young child, could they jump in at any time during the school year?
Yes.
So if you have some open spots that, you know, and you missed the beginning of the school year, it doesn't mean to say that there isn't necessarily that you could jump in now and take advantage of that.
No, we, just like any other child that starts at the beginning, our job is to take you where you are and build on the skills that you have. And
that's great. And I've learned about something new that you were just telling me, that I don't think was available when my girls were coming through here, which is a program to help with dyslexia or issues around reading. What is that?
We now often offer Barton Tutoring, which is a research-specific program to help tutor students who have dyslexia to get the strategies they need to be successful. And also students who have dyslexic characteristics, maybe not have necessarily been diagnosed, we've had ages, you know, 6 up through high school.
And so college. Dyslexia, if I'm correct, and you know, maybe I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, is that dyslexia is something which needs to be diagnosed, and it's not curable, but you can build really good skills to help you work around those obstacles that it presents.
Exactly.
And that's what this program does.
Yes.
And so is it, you have to be 6 or so to get the diagnosis. How old can you be, or is there a cutoff for getting this Barton tutoring?
No, we've so far high school and into some college kids. Mrs. Yurdy is a Barton screener, certified screener, which what she does is she sees if you have the characteristics of someone with dyslexia. She cannot diagnose that. That has to be done by a neuropsychologist.
Okay. So that's a great thing to know about, because I think, you know, it's hard to sometimes know where to go for services when you get these diagnoses, and especially to have something that's local and easy to...
30%, I believe, of the population is dyslexic.
That's a really shocking. It's genetic too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So,
yeah, that's a great resource to know about. Thank you for that. So you have an event coming up.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
So I'm a parent. I have 2 children in a learning tree. One is in the kindergarten program. One's in the 4-5s. And they love it so much that I'm obligated to help raise money for this school, because I think they would have tears on days that they think that they can't go to school. But anyway, yeah, it's just such a great program, and the tuition is so cheap compared to so many other private institutions that you could choose from. So we do quite a bit of fundraising. We have 3 events throughout the year. But the one that's the biggest is our first one here in the fall, and it's the Fall Gala, is what we call it. It's at Beaumont Civic Center, and it's like a really nice dining experience. We try to make it as fancy as we can for being at the Beaumont Civic Center. And people can come dressed in their ball gown, or they can come in their costume. But there's a live and silent auction. Weber Grill will be catering it, and we have sponsor tables, so people pay $500 for like a table with 8 seats, and they get some gifts, and they get hors d'oeuvres, and they get different desserts, and just nice things. And then we also have standard tickets. You can just sit at a table. You don't have to commit to a whole table of 8 seats, and those tickets are $35 each, and it'll be on the 29th of October from 5 p.m., which is when the cocktail hour begins. We have a cash bar, and then it goes until about 9-ish after the live bidding is done. So,
music.
And there's music. We have Munsick, what's his name? Sam Munsick playing. And so that will be really nice. We're going to try and do a little bit of dancing. That is optional, obviously. But I don't know that I can do any ball dancing, but Yeah, it'll be a really good time. People always have a lot of fun. And it's just, I don't know, especially if you have kids, it's always a nice time to get out and just spend time with your friends or family or your spouse or something.
Absolutely. And I've seen what you've done to that room a few years in a row, and it really is absolutely beautiful. It does not feel like a gym in a civic center by any means. It, you do really absolutely transform it, and magic wand over that. So how do people get hold of tickets?
They can stop by the school and purchase them. They can call me. There's flyers around town. My number is listed there. And so you can either call me or stop by the school and pick up a ticket. At this point, I don't think we've reached our max capacity, so anybody could, you could buy them at the door probably too if you wanted.
Well, I hope you're going to take some pictures and post some good costumes and some fancy ball gowns. I think we need to see some of that in Buffalo as we move into winter on what is today a very dreary and cold, wet day. We need something to look forward to and to kind of brighten spirits a little bit. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about Learning Tree and what you have to offer? And how do people enroll if they're interested? Do they need to jump on right away? Do you have a wait list? What's the story?
They can just call the school at 684-7509 and fill out the paperwork, and this is our 41st year.
41 years.
Yes, and so we're just...
My guess is you have some alums whose kids are coming through now too, and probably quite a few of them.
It's been fun. The community has been so generous and so supportive of all these years, and we cannot do what we do without our community, just like you taking the time today to get the word out. We depend on that support.
Well, I know that we certainly were very grateful and benefited in all sorts of different ways from our kids coming through this place. It is absolutely magical, and thank you very much indeed for spending some time, and good luck with your gala.
Thank you.